Tell Me I'm Wrong,
a podcast about snacking,
entertainment,
and the things we've learned in our 20 some odd years of living.
Let's meet our hosts.
I'm Plum, introverted bibliophile, creator, empath.
And I'm Scarlet, omnidirectional writer, witch, wanderer.
Let's get started, shall we? And welcome back.
That might have been the most perfect clap that I have ever done.
Yes, it was very crisp, not too loud, not too quiet.
Beautiful.
Snappish.
Welcome back to Tarot Roulette.
Dun, dun, dun.
Part 2.
Yes.
Of game 1.
I love the foods emoji icon.
I know, that ramen looks real good.
It looks so good.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So if you don't remember from the first time, the categories in game 1 were entertainment, foods, and fanfic. And all of the written rules are on each page, so we don't need to worry about that. So we're just going to get started.
Yeah.
And we're going to pull until we're done.
Yep.
We're going to just pull until we're done. All right, let's see what our first one is today. What fun. We get a major card.
Ooh.
And again, with me not knowing how to read. Okay. Okay, so we pulled the Emperor, and the thing is, each player will list the last 5 emojis they used. You know, as your phone saves your most recent emojis.
They do. Oh, hold on. I'm gonna have to use Google because my new phone doesn't have, on the texting, doesn't have them yet. Okay. Oh, what the hell? That's not correct. It's only giving me 3, you lying sack of poo.
Okay, well, give us the last 3 then.
Okay, my last 3 used emojis is the cry laughing face, the one with the one sweat drip down the face, and then the other one is the smiling heart one. But I know for a fact that I sent you the praying hands emoji earlier today, so that's the 4th one. I don't know what the 5th one would be.
Yes. Okay, so mine are crossed fingers, the puppy dog.
Oh, yes.
Face, which is one of my favorites, the upside down smile.
Another one of your favorites.
The big eye and the lips, because I do my big face with the big eyes on either side of the lips.
Oh my gosh.
Those are my most recent 5 emojis.
Nice.
And that checks out.
Yes, it does.
It super checks out. All right. Next. Oh my, I was shuffling these for like the whole time that we were sitting here.
Right. Another major?
Yep.
Ooh.
The High Priestess.
Oh.
Okay. Players will find a cat or dog picture on their phone, show it to the other player, and let them melt over it.
Okay. Oh no. Once again, I have a new phone. I don't think I, doop 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 doop. Okay, scrolling.
I'm gonna show you the cat that I want. Because that's the last one I had on here. Are you ready for this, baby?
I don't think I have any.
That's about the reaction that I had.
So fucking
It's
pretty.
A beautiful gray, all gray cat.
Oh, here we go. I found one. It's really shitty quality, but...
The gremlin. The little gargoyle.
Mm-hmm. She very much is.
Beautiful. Okay.
Okay.
Success.
Yes.
What the fuck? I literally sat here.
Do you need to shuffle again?
No, I shuffled the whole time that we were sitting here.
Uh-huh.
I did.
I know. I was here.
The devil. Each player will pull up an interesting animal fact and present it.
Okay. Okay, I already know what animal I'm going to look up. I'm sure you can guess.
Sloths?
No. I'm shocked that you actually guessed sloths.
Cuttlefish?
Yes. Okay, I have one.
Go for it.
Cuttlefish have not one, not two, but three hearts.
Wow. That's a lot of hearts for such a little guy.
The Australian giant cuttlefish can be up to 3 feet long, but yes, they are usually small. There is over 100 species of cuttlefish. You're getting more. I love cuttlefish. And then there is one cuttlefish. It's called the flamboyant cuttlefish. It walks like a little elephant. It looks like a little baby dinosaur. It's not even 2 inches long. It's a tiny little boy. And he's poisonous. These are aliens. They look like aliens. They kind of freak me out, but I love them so much. They are my favorite.
This whole time I'm just scrolling, trying to find something.
Oh, and, I don't know if it's all cuttlefish, or if it's just the Australian giant one, the giant cuttlefish, but they can, they can change genders. And they usually do that during mating. If it's a small male vying for females, it'll change into a female to fool the other males. And then words with the female. My brain just completely blanked. Not trying to not be crude, but also I was like, what are words? I just watched a documentary yesterday. Most of this is still fresh in my head. I love cuttlefish. Very much.
Tigers can't purr.
They don't?
No, they do that like chuffing sound, but they can't purr.
They're adorable little kittens.
They're big kitty cats. Alright, I'm pulling from a different spot. Okay, I literally just cut the deck and pulled the face card.
Okay, okay.
It said we want to have everyone participate.
Yeah.
Okay. The Chariot. Each player will take 1 minute to write a fortune cookie fortune.
Shit.
You can write it for yourself or for someone else. Present the fortune to the other players. You need this. Don't. No, you have a skinny one.
I have a skinty boy.
Skinty.
I can't remember any fortune I've ever received in my life.
You just got to write one.
I know, but I don't know.
Make it up.
I'm trying. It's cheating, isn't it?
What?
Remembering one.
I don't even know why I wrote it down. I know what it's gonna be. This can be for you, for me, for anybody that is allowed to use the energy.
It's very generic, but I think that's safer.
Sure.
All right. And you've probably heard something like this. Good things come to those who wait patiently. And then you add the other part in your head.
In bed.
Yeah.
So mine is Tata Mike.
Yeah.
Because that means you get what you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need that. I'll take that.
Ta-da.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Okay, I guess I'm going back to the original deck. Okay. Zoop, zoop, zoop.
We're zooming on down.
The Two of Swords. Oh, okay. All right, you're up. This is a color scheme game, so we're in the entertainment area. So choose a show, episode, movie, book, etc. that fits the color scheme and describe why they match. Since last time you had a hard time seeing what colors they actually were, it's like a burgundy, white, gray, I think like a...
red, orange? And an red?
Yeah, it's kind of like grapefruit-ish. Ow. And then a dark scarlet.
Yeah.
Color scheme. She's just staring at the ceiling, thinking about it.
I'm doing the hallucination in the brain.
Hallucinating all the things that you've seen?
Yes. I didn't realize that wasn't something everyone did. Okay. It's just so vibrant. It reminds me, okay, it's entertainment-esque. It reminds me of, like, when you're watching Netflix and it's a Netflix original. And, like,
it does the lines and then...
Yeah,
it...
that's the only thing I can see in my head right now. So I'm going to go with that because it fits.
That works.
Technically, and it, I think, honestly, I'm like, that is...
It's pretty much the same as that.
It's exactly the same.
Works for me. Alrighty, what the fuck? Okay. Death. Each player will scroll through their Tumblr until they find a text post. This will be hard for you.
Always.
Read it aloud. This will be easy. It's probably going to be the first thing that I see when I open my app.
I'm surprised I'm logged in. It's not loading.
Oh my god, the first thing is strawberries. Let's see. First text.
Hello?
Post.
Am I not connected to Wi-Fi? I'm not connected to Wi-Fi.
Oh my god, do you need the Wi-Fi?
Yes, because I had it saved on my other phone. Here, just type it in. That way you don't have to...
So all the people on the internet don't know my...
Yeah. I love this fucking photo.
I know, right? Okay, I think it worked.
I'm like, I mean, I have data, so it shouldn't be an issue, but it was not loading in the slightest.
Okay, I will now read you my thing.
Okay.
It's got a couple of responses, so I'll read those too while you look. Okay. Person one. OP. May you be blessed with hardcore gay sex that'd give a conservative a deadly heart attack this pride. Post 2. I'm asexual. Can I be blessed with a buttload approximately 126 gallons or 834 pounds of garlic bread instead?
Booed!
OP. You know what? Absolutely. Person 3. Reblog to bless your followers with freaky sex and or garlic bread. Post 4. Is there an option for those that would like both? That is all. Okay. And now I will reblog this. Okay. The one right after that, while you're still looking, says, sure, I miss Grandma, but she's up there protecting us. Looks up to the sky where my grandma is in a jet fighting aliens.
Why is this so fucking hard?
I bet I'll find another one before you do.
Probably. I've only found one, and I don't know what it's in reference to, so I'm like, that's not fair. And it was one word, so I was like, no. It's just all the photos from BTS.
Yep, I'm seeing that as well.
I'm gonna have to go search for words. give up. It's just all ads and photos.
That's fine. I'll read one more for you. You need two things to do witchcraft. One, you. Two, witchcraft.
Oh, this one's funny. I may not be everyone's cup of tea, but I am someone's double shot of tequila. Unknown.
Perfect. All right.
I need to follow some different tumblers.
I see a lot of fun stuff. Next. The Two of Wands. Well, we are on quick rank for Team Dads. We've got Leroy Jethro Gibbs from NCIS, Aaron Hotchner from Criminal Minds, any doctor, I don't care, pick one. Horatio Caine from fucking CSI Miami.
The orange version.
And Bobby Singer from Supernatural.
Okay, I'm ready.
Lay it on me.
Okay, so we'll go last to first.
Sure.
Last place. I don't actually think he was bad dad, just not my favorite dad. Aaron Hotchner.
Yeah.
In fourth place, Horatio Caine. That man will do anything for family. In third place, Bobby Singer. Good dad. In second place, the doctor. Fucking TARDIS man. Hello. In first place, Leroy Jethro Gibbs, because that man is amazing, and NCIS is my shit, so.
He is a good team dad.
He is a very good team dad.
He loves his team. He loves his
team. Very good team dad.
Next. The Ten of Swords. Yep, I can read. Okay, we're back to color scheme, but this time we're doing food. So choose a candy, drink, dish, or restaurant, fictional or real, that fits with the color scheme and describe why they match.
Okay, so moon milk, I don't know if you know what that is. It's a real drink.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, it's a real beverage. It's very, like, Instagram aesthetic, but it's actually very, like, beneficial health-wise. It's milk, obviously almond oat milk, totally cool. I think I would recommend it with oat milk. But you add, like, herbs and, like, I don't want to say spices, and, like, some flower shit.
Some spices.
Not spices. But it's supposed to help you, like, relax, like, lavender, ashwagandha root they actually recommend, maca powder. It's super, super fucking pretty. And there's a blue version, I think, that they use with the butterfly pea flower tea leaves, because that makes everything really pretty blue.
Yeah.
And it's very much of this vibe. The color scheme is a shade of blue. Light blue.
Yeah. To black.
Yes.
You went off, so I was just gonna let you go until we got back to it.
I realized.
And that was like, immediate, too.
That was immediate, because I really want some fucking moon milk. I have oat milk, I should make some moon milk.
Okay.
Ooh.
Nine of Swords. We're doing the color scheme again. Food, so candy, drink, dish, restaurant. This time it is white, a peachy pink graham cracker color, a more salmon-y pink, and a
brown.
Brown, light brown.
It's a light brown. Okay. My first instinct when I saw this was, what is it called? Butter pecan ice cream?
I was thinking Neapolitan. But yes. I don't like it, but that's what colors
I don't like butter pecan either, but that's what it reminded me of. Ice cream vibes. This is very much ice cream. Oh, those fucking, the sandwiches.
The sandwiches.
It really makes me want one of the creamsicle push pops I have, but it's the wrong color. It's just ice cream vibes.
Yes.
But butter pecan ice cream, which I cannot stand, actually. I don't like the nuts. If it didn't have the nuts, it'd be fine. I don't like things and things.
Yeah, I'm not for the nuts, unless really.
It's cookie dough. That's different.
Yes. Too far. Okay. Queen of Pentacles. Okay. 2 minute synopsis. Mm. Keep putting my foot putting my phone over here, but I need it every single time. All right, so this is where I put a timer on the timer for 2 minutes.
Set a timer for 2 minutes.
Put 2 minutes on the clock, and Plum will give us a synopsis of a fic. So this was a title randomly pulled from AO3. List the following. The canon content that it comes from, what ship it is, at least 3 tags that would be listed, and give a little synopsis until the timer runs out.
Wait, okay, I need a refresher on what canon content is supposed to be.
Like, what is it from Supernatural? Is it from Doctor Who? Just where it came from.
Okay.
Because it's a fic title. And the fic title is When Your World Splits Down the Middle.
I get to make this up?
Yeah, you get to make it up.
Cool.
I did save what it was from just for funsies.
That's totally fine. Obviously, I have to go with BTS. It's the only fic I read.
Sure.
Sorry, I thought I was going to sneeze. Okay. We'll go BTS. I'm going to pick V-Men. I'm going to go with... not that one. What is the other one? Oh, it's a breakup fic. Because, you know. And they're fighting over the couch.
Okay.
So that can be a tag. If that's not a tag, I'd be surprised. Fighting over the couch? I don't know. I couldn't think of the breakup. I kept thinking enemies to lovers, but I'm like, it's not enemies to lovers. So it's a breakup fic. They're fighting over the couch. They get back together because I have angst with a happy ending. Hurt comfort. I'm so good about reading tags, but me trying to think of a tag.
Or give us the synopsis.
It was good until it wasn't.
It was good until it wasn't, and now this bastard wants to keep my couch.
Basically. Basically. And then they're fighting over the couch. Prank war. Oh my god, that'd be so fucking funny if there was a prank war. And then shit gets resolved because happy ending. I'm just watching it in my head. That's not helpful at all.
No, you have 25 seconds.
They fight over the couch and they fight over JK.
Yeah. Oh. Because that's their friend.
That's their friend.
Okay. Anything else to add?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna call it that.
Beautiful. Okay. Next is 9 of Cups. Match the snack to the country of origin. Oh, I forgot to show you what that fic actually was. Oh, well. I guess I could go back, but I'm not going to. Okay. Match the snack to the country of origin. So, we've got wasabi cheese donuts, turtle chips, Bamba peanut snacks, and candied crabs.
I think I know this one.
The options that Plum has to choose from are Israel, Japan, Korea, and Singapore. And I do have the answers, so we will reflect afterward. Candied crabs.
Okay, I think I know.
All right.
I'm semi-confident about this one.
Lay it on me.
So wasabi cheese donuts, I'm pretty sure that's Japan. Turtle chips, I'm pretty sure that's Korea because I think I read a fic about them. The Bamba chips, I think is Israel because it's got the soccer ball. And then the candied crabs, Singapore. Fuck a duck. I only got one right.
Israel has Bamba. Japan is candied crabs. Korea has turtle chips. No, they're not made of turtles. And Singapore has the wasabi cheese donuts.
Interesting. Okay, well, I guess the Japan and Singapore make sense. I just thought there was like a thing about shellfish in Singapore, which made me lean more towards the candy crabs for them.
Obviously, I chose things to make it confusing on purpose.
So it's your fault. Okay.
It's a game. It's supposed to be confusing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Can't make it too easy on you.
No, no, no.
Next! Me trying to read. The Hanged Man. Each player will describe the last thing they bookmarked on Twitter. Which account? I'm gonna just do my main one because I think that's the only thing that I really bookmark stuff on.
Oh, okay. I found mine. Oops, sorry, Mike. Okay, so mine was an editing tip. It had to actually do with tabletop games, but it can be used for writing as well. Mm. To make a style sheet. It's a whole, it's a very long thread. I did start making one, but then I got stuck and I stopped and other things came up. But it's pretty useful. It's basically like a dictionary almost of how, like, you spell, like, if you spell words slightly differently, very, very brief descriptions of what your characters look like. That way you don't have to flip back and forth. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I can't describe this, but I will show it to you. It's death. It's death. It's a clip from PTD on stage, aka death. That is all I'm willing to divulge at this time. Okay. The Hermit. A race! Players will scroll through the main feed of their Twitter first to find a fan art wins.
Shit, I don't think I have that Twitter. I'm not logged into that Twitter.
My problem is I'm going to get distracted because the only place to see fan art is where all of the posts.
Oh, found one. You're going to really like this one.
Can you send that to me?
Yes.
Because all I see is pictures from that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I give up. You win.
Okay. I didn't even have to scroll that far. I was shocked. That's not the Twitter those are supposed to be on.
Okay, King of Wands. This is a quick rank for you for fanfic plot cliches. So we've got make them jealous, time running out, like moving, end of a semester, etc.
Pairing literally only meets at the end.
I'm like, what does that say? The pairing literally only meets at the end. Wrong place.
Correctly. It says parring.
That, I listen, when I was making this.
No, that's why you couldn't figure it out. Because you're like, it's something's wrong, but what?
Yes. Wrong place, wrong time, and miscommunication.
Okay, let's start from least to favorite. Least, miscommunication. Mm-hmm. It can be done well, and I have read some fics where it's done well. But most fics I read that use miscommunication, I don't like. Next, pairing literally only meets at the end. Why? next, time running out? No, we'll go wrong place, wrong time. Time running out, second, and then make them jealous first, just because sometimes it's fun.
Yeah.
Done well, it's fun.
I can't English.
Who can?
I can most of the time.
Usually, yes.
Okay, next is the Knight of Swords. Okay, again with the color scheme. This time it's fanfic. So describe a specific fic, trope, or tag that fits with the color scheme and describe why you think they match. So we've got a black, a sort of like brick red, sea green kind of color. Lemon pudding yellow and off-white.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
No. You're not wrong in the slightest. I maybe would have gone banana pudding?
Sure.
But still
same,
accurate.
Same difference.
Yeah, that's how you say that.
Same. Okay. Same different. Different same. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm thinking you're fine.
This is hard. I do not envy you.
I am pulling up up AO3 simply so I can look at tags because my brain goes whooshy whooshy.
Whooshy whooshy.
Oh, I will take that one tag. Let me have some. Pick that one. Okay. I'm going to go with some tags. Pick your favorite pairing if it works with it. Modern with magic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Modern with magic and then best friends to lovers, but they don't realize until they're, like, 6 years into marriage. I don't know why, but that's what I'm thinking about with those colors.
Okay. Works for me. I hope everything's okay upstairs.
Yeah, that was intense.
Sounds like someone had a snafu while washing dishes. It didn't break. It just fell.
It was a very loud clink. Something was metal.
One of those pots is
yeah.
very heavy. Okay, the Page of Pentacles. 2-minute synopsis. Again, for a fic. So, this title was randomly pulled from AO3. Again, list the following's canon content that it comes from. The ship, at least 3 tags, and the synopsis of the fic until the timer runs out. And the title is, My Temper is Thin, But It Hasn't Been Moving. Bum, bum, bum.
Okay, I don't necessarily have a synopsis, but here we go. BTS. It's my default. Taegi. Enemies to friends with benefits to lovers. Angst. Heavy angst. Angst with a happy ending. Hurt comfort. Tell me I'm wrong.
Okay.
Yoongi plays the piano. For some reason, they're in college, but not college age. They're older. Maybe they're TA prof. I don't fucking know, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized that the thingies you have are different.
The thingies I have?
The like, the please tell me, and then the other one said something like, what?
Yes.
I pay attention.
You still have 40 seconds.
I do? That's so long. I thought I was going to run out of time.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. You can forfeit the remainder of your time.
Yeah, I don't need it.
It is a Fall Out Boy.
It's Fall Out Boy?
Yep. Patrick and Pete, and some tags were angst, anger, and existentialism.
About right.
Yeah. I literally scrolled all over the place for those fix. Alrighty, next is 3 of Swords. Color scheme for entertainment. So show, episode, movie, book, etc. that matches the color scheme. And we have light to dark. Like
dusty pinky rosy.
To mauve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I actually have one. I don't think I... So the show is called Rosemary and Thyme. It's a British show from, like, the 90s, maybe early 2000s, about these two older women who go about gardening. And they garden, and it's great. And this is very much... Well, it's also a murder mystery. But...
Gardening and but murder gardening. Mystery.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's really fucking funny. It's British. I don't know if I mentioned that, but it is British, so you know it's that much better. But yeah, that very much matches the vibe.
Perfect. Okay. The 10 of Pentacles. Another 2 minute synopsis. This is for dishes. So the following is a list of food dishes. Describe the flavor, what's included on the plate, and what drink you'd pair it with.
Shit.
Ready?
No.
This one you'll need the 2 minutes for.
This one I'll need the 2 minutes for just to think of stuff.
But just make it up because I didn't save where they're from. I didn't save anything, so it doesn't matter.
No, I'm like, okay, I don't know if I'm just making shit up or if I've actually remembered John talking about some of these.
Ready? Go.
Sure.
Best of luck. So we've got some names of foods that I can't pronounce, so I'm not going to read them to you. I'm just going to look at this fan art that Plum sent me. Why are they so pouty?
They are the poutiest.
The poutiest. Bum. Bum. Bum.
That's just me being an ass. Okay. It's very, very basic. We'll start with the first one. I think it's made with fish. So it's going to be savory.
Okay.
And like some asparagus, maybe. I don't know. With white wine.
Okay.
The next one is just meatloaf. So savory. With red wine.
Great.
Bola bola. God, I really hope I don't offend anyone. Tropical fruit. Some sweet. And then, for some reason, my brain said, high C.
Okay.
The next one, it's tomato something or other. So then it's sour.
Okay.
With beer.
Okay.
And the last one is pork dish, probably would be the one I like. Savory with red wine as well.
Beautiful. Sounds good.
Mm.
I didn't save it, so.
It's fine.
Alrighty, the Nine of Pentacles. You gotta do it again. Okay, five more dishes. So we've got crispy bows, letters, rabadandalandalandadas, rabandananas.
I can tell you right now what's in those.
Coochie Dotty. And Bohemian Collages.
I can't wait. What is it?
Rabandanas.
Zoop. Okay, I'm just gonna wing it.
Go for it.
Crispy bows is fried bread. It's fried bread in the shape of bows.
Crispy bows.
Surprisingly sweet. So have it with some coffee. Letters is pasta shaped as letters. I refuse to discuss this further. I'm stressed. red sauce, wine, whatever you prefer. The bandanas ones are made with bananas. Fried in, like, a syrupy sauce, so they're super, super sweet. Really, really bad for your teeth. Drink it with some coffee. I mean, eat it with some coffee. the next one, it feels very, like, Mediterranean, fresh pasta salad, maybe some vegetables, and they've got that liquor that makes people, like, with that. And then the Bohemian collages of plantains.
Plantains. You know that TikTok that's like the girl that walks her dog and she's like, another day, another walk. She says the weather, and then her dog is always holding something when they go on a walk, and the dog, it's this huge, like, mop of a dog, and it turns around, and it's holding something, and there's one where she's like, another day, another walk, it's beautiful outside, and a plantain, and the dog's just holding this plantain in its mouth. That's why I laugh so hard. Yes. It's had, you know, loaves of bread, it's very funny.
Love it.
Okay, Three of Cups. Title draw. Match the episode title to the show. So our episodes are... Remember that I'm trying to be tricky.
I only know one of them.
Okay. Our episodes are Fork, Forgive Me Father, Heavy is the Crown, and High School Poppycock. And the choices for shows are Lucifer, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, The Queen's Gambit, and Golden Girls. Of all of the things I could have chosen.
It's the only one I know. If it's not, I'm going to be pissed.
Guess we'll find out.
I think I could be wrong. I'm only 90% sure on one of them.
Okay.
Okay, so Fork, I think... Hold on. Morons, this one. Wrote the wrong letter. I got very confused. I confused myself. Fork, I think, is the Queen's Gambit. Forgive Me Father should be Golden Girls, because I know the episode. If it is that, if it's not that, I don't deserve to live. Heavy is the Crown. Oh. Okay, Heavy, I'm going to have to go with Lucifer for Heavy as the Crown, because High School Poppycock has to be Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, because as far as I know, that's the only show that's in a high school. So, yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
I used some logic.
Lucifer is High School Poppycock.
Motherfucker!
Chilling Adventures of Sabrina is Heavy as the Crown, Queen's Gambit was Fork, and Golden Girls, Forgive Me, Father. So you got half right.
That's fine. I remember Forgive Me, Father, because Dorothy hits on a priest, and it's hilarious.
Perfect.
Okay. That's really the only one I cared about. But you know what? As soon as I said High School was Sabrina, I was like, it's not. It's gonna be fucking Lucifer or Queen's Gambit. Just know it. That would be too easy.
Too easy. Gotcha. Okay. Queen of Swords. Boop. Color scheme for a fanfic. A specific fic, trope, or tag that fits with the color scheme, and this scheme is...
Pride.
Gay. It's not exactly a rainbow, but it's got the colors there.
It's enough.
It's got most of them.
Okay, I'm going to describe a fic I read. That was the first part of it was at Pride. The series is called Spectrum. It's very, very gay, and it's exploring, and it's very vibrant and colorful, and I think that fits this fic perfectly. It was a very good fic. There's lingerie involved.
Beautiful. Okay. Seven of Pentacles. 2 minute synopsis. This time you've got candy. I guess I should get start my thing.
I actually think I know one of these. Never had them, but I've heard of it.
Okay, so the candies, Plum is going to describe the flavor packaging that she thinks it would come in. And the texture, we've got Violet Crumble, Aloha Max, Scorched, Gingins, and Cats.
And oh, a plantain. Okay, wait. I actually know what gingins are. If it's the same gingins I'm thinking about, so I'm just gonna do that. Violet crumbles are candies that taste like violets. They're purple, they're very crunchy, and they come in a jar. Aloha Max are like those SpongeBob hamburger candies, except it's a burger with a pineapple on it. The packaging is very Hawaii inspired because people are unoriginal. and they like to leech off of other people's cultures. Scorched is a spicy candy. It's very hot. It's red. It it's and the packaging has like the like tire marks from when they do the
burnout.
That Gingins are ginger candies. The packaging is green. It's got a little ginger dude on it. My dad loves these. I've bought him at least 25 boxes. it tastes like ginger. Yucky. Cats. I didn't prepare for cats. I don't know. Cats are like little chocolate Teddy Graham-like things shaped like cats. Come in a box. It's very cute. People don't want to eat them. Or they eat their heads first.
Okay. Perfect.
You get a free psychoanalysis purchase.
Okay. Alrighty. 8 of Swords.
Last one.
We'll do one more after this. Okay. Color scheme for food. Candy, drink, or dish. We've got lettuce colors.
And I'm going to go with a salad, but a kale salad, so it's a boring salad.
Boring kale salad.
Yeah, I don't like kale.
Perfect. Okay. Do you want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay. Last one will be the moon.
Ooh.
Okay. Each player will find a pretty landscape photo on the app of their choosing and present it.
Okay, Tumblr, come to my rescue.
Yes, this is very Tumblr, except for I'm going to Pinterest because I have things saved there.
Ooh!
Ooh.
I might have to go to Pinterest because I have some really pretty Pinterest saves for my thingamajigger. Nope, that's wrong. This one.
I'm ready for a nap.
Ooh.
Pretty.
I like it. We both picked something with water.
Of course. That's my brand. Yes. I picked a seascape that's got some cliffies in the back, and it's got little pink and purple and white flowers all over the grass.
Mine was like a little river through two giant mountains with some trees. It's very gray, green, and foggy. Super fog.
Foggy.
I love a fog.
I love a good fog. And that's that.
Another tarot roulette done. And how many cards are left? A lot.
A lot.
You thought we were going to finish all of them?
No, I did not think we were going to finish all of them, because based on how many we did last time.
All right. Want to do some research of your own?
Head to the resource doc in the description for a jumpstart on sources.
Want to submit a topic or question, or just want to chat with us?
The link in the description can also take you to your preferred social media platform.
That's all for today, guys. Thanks for being here.
We appreciate you. See you next week.